Hello and welcome all you solutionaries to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, where we are brewing solutions. We are so thankful that we get the chance to go see some of our friends at the NIADA convention in sunny San Antonio this August 24th and 26th. We look forward to seeing you there. We better together with our friends, dealership toolkit, Big Ad Group, Airport Data and Analytics, and the Jedi of Shipping, Don Brady. That's
proof. In all reality, we're in the people business.
Yes.
The car with technology now and the internet, people could go on and buy a car wherever they want. They can buy it on Carvana. They can buy it on Vroom. But they don't have that experience. They don't have the experience to deal with somebody. And if we train and we teach our salespeople to give experience, we could shut Carvana down. We could shut down Vroom.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to pick a button and just like on Amazon and hit a button, buy the product, right? But the customer's not buying the car. They're buying the experience. They're buying you as a salesperson. So if you can sell yourself to the customer,
right,
they're going to buy the car from you. Because let's say Lou gives them a bad experience and Lou's got a 2021 Volkswagen Crossport. They want that car, but Lou offended them. They come and see me and I give them the one hell of an experience. I make them feel like they're part of my family. And they say, you know what? You don't have the car that I want, but we are buying this car because of you. Because you showed us the features and benefits of this car. You found the hot buttons. You solved my problem. And we're going to buy it from you. It may not be the color that we wanted, but we're going to buy it because of you.
Yep. That is the best feeling in the world when you hear that as a salesperson. You know, that's why, you know, you talked about Amazon, you know, and it is, you know, could we take us as salespeople need to take that and understand in these commercials we saw during Super Bowl, the Vroom and all this stuff and how they try to dog us. You know, here's the thing. Shame on half the car guys out there for making that the realness. That's what it looks like because of what you guys are doing out there. Shame on you for being that way. Shame on you. And guess what? You're going to end up fading out anyway. But here's the thing. We do have to change that. People can just press a button. They can do that. But here's the thing. Even on Amazon, what I do, I know when I buy, I'm looking at the reviews. I look at the best reviews with the most reviews, right? So I'm always looking for that. So if you are a car guy, car gal out there, and you're working hard and you're trying to get your business up, you've been doing it for a long time, and you don't have reviews, and you don't have testimonials, and you don't have all these things that you should have so that it makes it that much easier for somebody to say, I want to buy from you. You're missing the ball there. You're really going to miss a lot of opportunity. You're probably missing tons and tons. And here's the thing. It's okay. If you haven't done it and you're not doing it, the best time to start is start right now. Just start doing it. You know, and I tell you, get a hold of Ron. He'll help you out. He'll show you how to do those things. You know, he does it really well. And I know that he has all kinds of processes for that. You know, I know Lou and I, we have processes for that. There's so many things that I know that I would do and things that I try to encourage my guys to do. And I know that that's something that you absolutely, if you're not doing, you're missing the ball. Make sure you get those reviews out there, folks, because that is going to be the difference between them going to a place like Carvana, which they have no type of salesmanship, right? They don't know, they're not salesmen. But people want that. People still want, not the salesman, but their car buying coach, right?
They want the relationship.
They want the relationship.
And that's
still
in the review.
And that is something, you know, that they're missing. And eventually that's going to be cold to them. People like to feel warm when they buy. So we all price our cars similar. It doesn't matter if you're buying from Carvana, if you're buying from CarMax. Everybody has similar pricing. Matter of fact, sometimes their pricing is higher. Trust me, I see them buying them cars in the lanes, man. They pay whatever, especially at CarMax. Holy guacamole, man. They pay a lot of money. So
they don't do recon on their cars.
No, man. They're crazy. So it's all about that. It's all about getting that relationship. It's all about doing those things. So, you know, getting into my third question, speaking of relationships, you know, coming up this business, you've helped a lot of people. You've shared with a lot of people. Who's been the person who's helped you the most?
The person that helped me the most, and it's funny because when I first got in the car business, man, I bled, I sweat, I cried for this dealership. And what hurt me was when I said, hey, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go to a bigger market, because the dealership that I'm at now, they came and found me. It took them 3 months to close me, but they came and found me, and I was a general manager. And they wanted me to leave becoming a general manager to go to their store to be a salesperson. And, you know, and I was thinking to myself, and it's the power of video, because I posted a video on how easy it was to buy a F-150 truck at the dealership that I was at. And that video got to this dealership at Street Volkswagen, and they asked me to come work there. And I was like, what do you want me to do? They said, be a salesman. And I was like, man, I worked my butt off to become a general manager. Why would I leave to go become a salesman again? Really? So long story short, they made an offer I couldn't refuse, and I became a salesman. So I want to be completely honest and be grateful and thankful for John Luciano. He is the general manager of Street Volkswagen. I would not be able to teach and coach and lead a team at the dealership or online throughout the world, throughout the United States, and be able to share my story if it wasn't for John Luciano, because he gave me that opportunity. When I told him, hey, I want to train the sales guys. Nobody's training these guys. And he was like, go for it. And I said, I want to do a podcast, and I want to have my own website, and I want people to subscribe to my website and learn from my training. He's like, absolutely. I totally agree. You should do that. He has such a passion. He's been doing it for 40 plus years. He has the passion. He sees the vision that I have, and he has the same vision. And he is 100%, you know, some general managers like, no, I hired you to be a salesman, or I hired you to be a used car manager. I hired you to be a finance director. He's allowing me. I don't do it on company time, but he knows that I don't have to hide doing videos or hide doing my podcast. He tells people, he's in a 20 group with Volkswagen, and he tells his people in the 20 group, hey man, I got a finance manager director that coaches my team. He's got two podcasts. He's got training on his website. He's investing in himself, in his business. You know, I have mentors like Corey Mosley and Shaka Dyson and Jonathan Dawson. But I wouldn't be there to connect with them and have a relationship with them if it wasn't for John Luciano.
That's wow. Shout out to John. I love some John. Let me get some claps to that. Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Straight up. Woo. Yes, man. That is awesome that you have that kind of support. It's hard. And that's rare, because most of the times in a situation like that, they get a little jealous. Most of them don't want you to be better than them. But that's okay. And here's the thing. He sees it, and he wants you to be the best that you could be. Yes. He wants the best version out of you, and he wants you to allow to have your wings out there flopping and doing everything that you need to do to show about what you are. And it's not to show off. It's to share. Everything that he's doing is to share for you. These podcasts that we do, folks, are free. Information. These are fun. Can you believe that you can actually, it's been such a great, like, if you go out right now and you go pick out 10 podcasts in the automotive industry and you listen to them religiously, you will become a better car person, period. You will grow. You will know who you need to talk to. You will know what processes are hot right now, what kind of BDCs you should be using, what kind of this, what kind of that. Everything is available right now for free. Now, you can get into paying for more and deeper, you know, training and stuff like that. You know, Ron has his training that he's selling. You know, we'll probably have our training that we're selling soon. So anyway, that being said, there's going to be a lot of amazing stuff out there that you can go out and reach for. But you could find what you like. There's, like I said, there's a lot of great podcasts right now in this automotive industry. You know, Ron's killing it. I
there's this one Car Guy Coffee I really like, you know, the Dealer Talk. There's so many, you know, and it's really cool. Game Changer with Dave Villa, and he just recently ended his Auto Dealer Live.
Yeah, how sad is that?
That was his last episode the other day. That was crazy. I was just feel honored that we had a chance to be on a show as guests. So that made me feel good. In our 1 year that we started doing this, a little over a year now, we got to be part of his history. So of that show. So no, but he's still going to be doing bigger and better things. And we, you know, man, it's cool because, you know, he blazed the path. There's, you know, Michael Cirillo blazed the path. Herb Anderson's blazed the path. We've all, you know, and we're all trying to do our part to put our piece into this car business. And I think that there's a lot of amazing people that we can all learn from. So
awesome. I want to do a shout out to David Cribbs and David Villa. See,
yes.
Back in December, not last December, but December of 2019, I flew to Tampa Bay, Florida. I was in a mastermind business workshop for Corey Mosley, and I was the only person that came out of a dealership that got invited to go to this mastermind. You had a BDC trainer, you had a finance trainer, and you had a sales trainer all at this event. And I was the only one that came from a dealership to learn how to be an entrepreneur and how to be a trainer and how to be a better trainer. And so I let David Cribbs and Dave Villa know, hey, I'm flying to Tampa. And they said, hey, we'll pick you up. We'll pick you up and we'll bring you to Auto Dealer University. We'll bring you to our office. And I had the opportunity to walk the building, and they showed me, you know, this is where we make phone calls to get people signed up for Auto Dealer University. This is where we do phone calls to do follow-ups with people that did our mailers. And this is where we do Auto Dealer Live. And I was like, wow. And then they brought me to the sales team, and they were talking and letting me talk to the sales team. And I did a speech that brought attention to Dave Villa and David Cribbs. And they were like, hey, how would you like to do training videos for Auto Dealer University? And I was like, wow, really? They said, we'd be honored for you to be on that. I was like, man, I'm 100% on there. You know, this couldn't get any better. I'm going to a business mastermind workshop. And then all of a sudden now I'm being asked to do videos for Auto Dealer University. I was like, man, I'm all about that. So hats off to David Villa and David Cribbs. You guys are 100%
amazing people.
Awesome in my book, and I love you guys.
Dude, they are nothing but love, man. His producer reached out the other day just to say hi to me, man. Mike, and I was like, what's up, Mike? You know, he was just like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate all your positivity that you put out there. And, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk since the show, but I still want you to know we're out here, we're watching, if there's anything. I was like, wow. I mean, just amazing. Just that whole group that he has going on over there. I think he's so blessed to have who he has around him, and they're blessed to have him there also leading the helm like that. And he's a superstar, man. And I love what him and even his outside the car business stuff that he does is really amazing too. So
all those people there are great people.
Yeah, dude, no doubt about it. So I love that, Jet. I love that we got a chance to throw a little bit more shout out there. So
yeah, and that's really what we're trying to make sure that we keep doing, and that's the culture that is going to make sure that everybody rises to heights that they haven't even dreamt of, and that's by continuously helping to lift up each other, constantly upshifting and uplifting ourselves and our neighbor, and making sure that we find the best qualities inside of ourselves to present to each other, while believing and hoping and extracting and brewing out the very best qualities we can from our neighbors and the people that we get around. And that's exactly what you keep doing. That's why it is that we're even doing this series right now, because we want to host the hosts that are talking great stuff, that are championing the message to keep growing, that are making sure that people understand that you can be better if you consistently approach life with a positive mental attitude, because your mindset is key.
True
that.
Your
mindset isn't in line with where it is that your heart is designed to go, everything's going to be out of whack. You're not going to be able to find your direction. So you have to be firmly grounded. You have to be firmly rooted. And you have some great roots inside of you. Plus, you have people that are pouring in and believing in you. No wonder No wonder you have people that you're passionate about pouring into and seeing great success out of them. I see how your conversations go with the people that you get to interview, especially those that work close to you. That brotherhood, that's a relationship that's lasting and that's valuable beyond measure. And inside of that comes all of the things that comes with a great relationship. And that's a whole big bag of lessons, like the beans that are all over here, all over the screen and stuff, right? A big bag of beans that are filled with lessons that get extracted in life and becomes what it is that we're sipping on today. And I want to talk about the lessons that we've learned. What has been the hardest lesson that you, in all of this flow and growth in your career, what has been your hardest lesson thus far?
My hardest lesson is, you know, I was told the other day, Ron, these salesmen can't be you, all right? These salesmen cannot be like you. They can't have the same mindset as you. They can't learn as well as you. They can't. And I stopped them right there in their tracks. And I said, you're right. I don't want the salesman to be me. I don't want them to be like me. I want them to be better than me. Sink that in. I want them to be better than I ever was. If they start, you know, if money, and money's not a big deal to me when it comes to helping people. It's a plus, okay? Everybody's got to survive. If you see that my training, my methods are an investment, okay? If it makes you more money, if it provides more to your family, if you see yourself going from $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year, and the money is there, and you see investment, so be it. You can pay me for that. But what I want to see out of it is your success. Mm-hmm. I want to see you succeed.
Tell us.
Levels more than I ever was, okay? I want to see you become the best that you can ever be in life, in your professional life, in your personal life. Yep. You know, people will follow you if you lead them in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
They will follow you every step of the way. Leaders don't lead from the back. They lead from the front. They have followers. I'm not training followers. I'm training leaders. I'm training other leaders to pay it forward to other people and so on and so on. So when I'm 80 years old, I can hear people say, you know what? I learned from the best. I learned from Ron Garverick. I learned from him, and my son learned from him, and my dad and my uncle and everybody learned from him. So if you see value, then you'll see success.
Oh yeah. I love it, man. And it's so true. And it's factual. And that's the thing. None of us, and that's something, I love that important lesson because that is so true. That's something that was a big deal to me too, was understanding that as a leader, you can't expect everybody to be you for one. Okay, just don't. You can't. No one thinks like you. No one is you. We're all individuals, period. The only thing we can do as leaders is to encourage the people that we are trying to raise up to be the best version of themselves. And if that best version of themselves is 10 times better than you could ever be, hell yeah. That is awesome that we got to help somebody get to that level. We were there in that voyage that they got to, and hopefully – as they're growing, they can teach us something, right?
The satisfaction you get from that when you see someone succeeding, when you see someone that is not where they wanted to be 5 years ago, but they're on top of the world right now, and knowing that you had something to do with that and seeing, you know, the smiles on their face. I got wives that text me and say, if it wasn't for you, Joel wouldn't be where he is today. If it wasn't for you, Christian wouldn't be doing what he's doing today. And I want to thank you. I've got Christmas presents from wives, you know, giving me a gift card to take my wife out to eat. I had one time I had a salesman give me $700 cash for Christmas. Another one bought me a Roku and set up a prescription or a subscription on it just for their gratitude of saying, man, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you. And I got emotional, and I don't get emotional. I don't get emotional and have tears, but I got emotional because it was seeing the satisfaction that they've made it. They made it in their life. They made it in their career. And some of them, you know, Joel works for me. He jumped ship from that dealership and he came working for me 2 years later. His wife had cancer, so he couldn't leave when I left. So he stayed and he struggled at that dealership till she got better. And then now he, you know, the house he was living in wasn't all that good, but now the house he lives in now, oh my God, I am so proud of this guy. And the other guy that worked for me, he is now a general manager of a Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ford store. And his success. And watching him grow, I am so proud of these guys. And just by watching that, watching them grow and watching them succeed, that's all I ever want. Because I never got that. I never got that satisfaction. You know, when I did good and I got the first place award, the general manager goes, "You're welcome." What did you do? I let you keep your job. Really? You want me to thank you? You don't thank somebody. You shouldn't expect someone to thank you because you did. You can let them keep their job. A thank you is when someone appreciates you. He never got a thank you for doing what he did and he kept and me keeping my job because he expected me to say thank you. It means more when you say thank you to somebody and you don't expect it. Come
on. Man, I'm feeling the fire, brother. You are so on fire, passionate about this. And what is igniting inside of me is the love that you have to see other people turn around and find themselves inside of their success. Because some people can actually flow through hitting good numbers and just doing the process and going through the system, because this is a scientific business too, that if you do certain metrics of things the proper way, you can get a certain result.
Right.
Right. Not every soldier turns into one that stands out as the elite. Not everyone becomes the Navy SEAL. Not everyone is the one that has what it takes to be the master craftsman that is actually architecting a building, the building, laying out the blueprints. Everybody has their niche. And the key thing is making sure that everybody finds themselves inside of finding their niche. Yep. They figure out who it is that they are. They figure out why it is that they're there. That's why you being rooted inside of your why, you making sure that you know how to honor the people that have poured into you, and then hearing your heart of honor towards the people that you are leading is what is a great recipe to make sure that solutionaries are rising up. People are finding themselves. People are finding success in this business, and it's restoring honor to a profession that has had a whole lot of people just slop it up with stigmas that has made it easy for people like Vroom and Carvana to poke fun at us. But I want to encourage, bring it on, because we're going to raise up the solutionaries that are making sure that we can stand toe to toe with any brand that comes out, because we're fighting for that one customer. And our ultimate job is to make sure every person that we do connect to feels like they're the only one to us. And they are the ones that we take care of the most. And we are the ones that care most about them. And the effectiveness of what those other companies are doing is just thinking that we don't value them properly. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you're building people up that way by showing them how much you value them. And I honor that. And I can get very wordy about it, but I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for what it is that you do for the industry and the honor you have for your people.
And I want to be completely honest, people, if you listen to my podcasts, if you just sit there and listen, and guys, I don't know if you listen to them, but you'll hear the passion, and I will bite your head off in this podcast. I will tell you how it is. I don't sugarcoat nothing.
Because, that's why I like it.
And you know, I use some vulgar words, but it's saying, get your head out of your butt. Stop making excuses. Start finding results, and then you'll start finding your reason. And if I sit there, this last podcast I did that's going to air tomorrow, it's talking about gratitude. It's talking about being grateful. I think this was the most passion episode that I ever did. That is calm and collect. But the other ones, I'm going to tell you to get your head out of your ass. All right, I'm going to tell you it's time to change the game. It's time to be better, and you better have a goal. And when I say goals, it's the greatest opportunity anyone likely to succeed. If you give me 100%, I will give you 200%. You give me 98, I'll give you none, because you're not working hard enough. So when you listen to these podcasts, you're like, oh my God, who is this guy? But that's just the way I am. That's just the, you know.
But that's the way
you gotta I didn't have a father growing up because he passed away when I was 21. So I had to learn to be a man on my own. When you sleep in alleys, eating pork and beans, and you start eating a steak with kings and queens, I tell you what, you start appreciating life. When you've slept in your car on 3rd Street in New York City, trying to get into Saturday Night Live to become a comedian. When you lived in LA or North Hollywood and you lived in your car because there's not a Walmart in sight to sleep in your car in the parking lot. And you've rubbed elbows with homeless people that are sleeping with newspapers. And they're stinky and they're smelly and they don't have a life. And it's because whatever happened in their life is where they were drawn. And I guess you start appreciate life better, and you start wondering if you want to become somebody when you've lived that life. So I'm not going to sugarcoat anything when I tell you to get your act together, because I've been there. I've lived there. Yeah, you know, I've been in jail. I had 2 DUIs. I don't drink anymore. Why? Because it poisons my head. It poisons my mind. And if I get that poison in me, then what happens? Then I don't become as successful. I don't become great. So I don't drink and I don't party and I don't ever want to go to jail ever again.
Hell no.
Due to the fact, man, I didn't take a shower because I was afraid that the guy – and you, when you go into jail, the guy goes, what are you in for? And you go, DUI. What are you in for? Rape and murder. Man, you don't want to go take a shower. You don't – you're going to let him eat your meals because you want to make him happy. And you're going to be sleeping with your back against the wall.
You want my fruit salad, brother? Go ahead, man.
They're like, you go –
delicious salad.
So – that's why I'm where I'm at today, because of the passion, because I don't want to see a person. I will take a green pea. I will take anybody that never been in the car business, and I will make them great. I will make them a 20, 30, 40 car guy, because I will take the underdog any day and make them great. So yes, when in my podcast, they're going to be so powerful. They're going to be so – there's going to be so much grit and so much passion in it that I'm going to make sure that you're going to succeed. And by listening to – when you're done listening to the podcast, you're going to go, good God, I need to get my act together and stop making excuses on why I can't sell cars or why I can't make a living for my family. Because I tell you, stop making excuses. You'll start finding your results. And there will be a reason behind it. Bill Have, love you, brother. I see you on the board. You're awesome, man, my friend.
What is up, Bill? What's going on, buddy? 1 month selling cars changed my life. He's right. Bill, you understand. We all understand what it does. It's an amazing business. And to be able to do that, you know, Lou and I, we've been in, you know, management positions for a long time. So we've been very fortunate. We came up in the game quick. So we've been able to
bring people up and get them into that six-figure lifestyle, change their life, get them that nice home. They're driving nice cars. Their wives are happy. We've seen it. We've been able to do it. We've been able to do it nationwide, doing staffed events, being team leaders and taking, getting, and forming teams that are from all over the country, you know, getting different players and people into your game so you can have the best starting lineup that you could for every sale, right? We all, that's what we were looking for. We were looking for the best of the best and to do that. And then we would show them, we'd be the closers or, you know, so we'd go in and just shut their deals and like, so which made us the top dogs, right? So that's how we felt. But this business is what it, that's what it does and what you can do when you bring people up and the type of things that it changes, the confidence, the walk even. I have seen people's walk change. Who's, we've all seen, I just sold a car walk, right? Oh. Everyone knows that walk. Hey, it was everything looks good. No one's, or, you know, or the one, or when they're
sitting, eating cold food, just pumped up.
Yeah. Or there's just holding, or they're just in a complete like slow motion mode because they're trying to act not, like they're not excited. Like, no, everything's good. I'm good. Yeah. Just doing some paperwork, you know, no big deal. Yeah. So, but I love this business. So much fun. So many amazing people that I've met, I've been able to see raise up. I know Ron's doing the same thing, and that's what he's truly passionate about. Folks,
you feel it.
I have a feeling this next question is going to be very awesome. The answer is not the question. The question, of course, is awesome. They're all awesome questions. But the answer is going to be amazing. Your greatest reward, man, out of all the stuff that you've been doing in this business and the things that you've had, you know, what's been your greatest reward? What is the one thing that you've taken from this business that just makes you go, dang it, I'm so dang glad that that happened?
My people.
There it is.
Their success. Seeing them be able this past Christmas to buy their little ones gifts. I had a salesman, he's on right now and he's watching. I'm going to tell his story. At the end of October, he walks up to me with a piece of paper and I said, what is that? And he was interrupting me what I was doing, but I always have time for my guys. And I said, what is that? And he goes, I got 2 months. I got 2 months. If I cannot be where I need to be in 2 months, I quit. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, I'm making $2,000 a month. I was doing that at my last job. What do I do? What do I need to do to be better? I shook my head. I said, you ready to start listening? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, are you ready to start listening? Not hearing what I say, but actually listen to what I say. I said, if you start listening and today you say, I'm going to start listening to what Ron has to say, I guarantee you'll make money. He said, I'm ready to listen. And in 2 months, he tripled his income. Mm-hmm. He is a single father raising a 17-year-old boy. And his son listens to the Automotive Architect Sales Podcast on his way to school to better his day, to better his success. He doesn't want to listen to rap music. He doesn't want to listen to what's on the radio. He wants to listen to Ron. This individual spent his hard-earned money for his son for Christmas. The smile on his son's face when I see him, he knows that his dad has changed in the automotive industry in selling cars because he listened.
Boom.
I'm not saying I'm the best sales trainer out there. I'm not saying that I'm Zig Ziglar, Grant Cardone level, but I have enough passion as they do when it comes to helping people and serving people. It's the passion that you give to your salespeople. When they know that you care, they're going to care and they're going to listen and they're going to do great things out there. So my greatest reward is seeing people succeed. Yes, my people sir. That I train succeed. If I don't make a dollar from this day forward, but I see people succeed because they listened, I've done my job. I've done everything that I could for them. And that's what it is for this, because nobody took the time to do that for me. I paid all the dues. I paid everything that I needed to do so they don't have to go down the same path that I went. There may be people watching this right now going, man, that guy is full of crap. I'm not full of crap, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just stating the facts. What does this guy know? He's in management now. He probably only sold 8 cars his whole life a month. As long as my people listen and they become successful, it doesn't matter what other people think. It matters on how their success is. And when they're successful, that's all that matters to me.
Yep.
That's my greatest reward.
You know, that's the thing. However you get to management, whatever you did before you got there, whatever you did before you got to any position in life, folks, does not matter. What you do from the moment that you have an opportunity, from that moment on, is what truly matters. You could have been a guy who sold 2 cars a month, but you just may be just a great leader. You may be a great trainer. That doesn't, what you did, that's, you could have sold 40 cars a month and still, and be a shitty, excuse my language, but be a shitty manager. That's a lot. Most of the time, 40 car guys are shitty managers because they don't know how to care for other people. They only know about themselves. So it's hard for them to go out and be able to help everyone. They want to worry about them, right? So that, and that's okay. That's why they're 40 car people or plus, right? I'm okay with that. I think that most of those guys who sell 40 cars a month know that's the best place to be. They're probably making more than managers anyway. But being able to do what you do, being able to share and being able to love with what you do and being a great leader, which is who you are. I honestly don't care how many cars you sold in the past. I don't even care if you never sold a car, but you became a leader in the automotive industry because of some path, but you kill it, then you're a great leader. You know, you don't have to be a great closer to be a great leader. You know, that's the other side of it. Don't get me wrong. It's dope when there is a good closer, when you're a good closer and you can go in and take a turn on any deal. It's awesome to see that. But at the same time, if you know how to coach up your guys, you know how to treat somebody right, you know how to tell them how to get to the next level, how to keep them encouraged, how to know when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, how to hold them accountable. There's so many things that being a good leader, there's the ingredient that in that recipe of that special brew that you have to be a leader, to be a good one, you know. But the biggest thing that you have to have is love for your people. You can't be selfish. You have to care for the people to be a good leader.
I mean, that's a key fundamental characteristic that cannot be inside of a true leader, and that's being selfish.
Nope.
Because if you are putting yourself before who you're leading, then you're really not leading anybody.
No, man.
You
and
know, you are a priority, right? You love your neighbor as yourself. You must be loved. You must understand your value and what you bring to the table. Yep. But what's very key is that you keep those that are of value to you, understanding that in any relationship, if it's your marriage, if it's your relationship with your kids, if it's your relationship with your superiors, right? Or those that lead you, whatever the case is, those, your relationships are key in order for the fundamental thing that we're all here to do. And that's provide a service to somebody that's paying money for a great piece of art that is now a commodity that they need to drive or they need to sip or they need to, you know, utilize whatever the transaction is. The person that we're winning is the customer spending the money for what we're delivering to them. How do we do that in a way that honors them properly? I believe it's always honoring the people that are around you in order to make that the culture. That's what makes you a best place to work inside of your state, the country. That's what makes you stand out amongst your peers. That's what makes you be the person that I'm sure Ron gets the call saying, man, can I come work for you? Man, can I get in there? I need some of that culture. I need somebody to pour into me. And what's awesome is that Ron doesn't fall into the statistics of being somebody that says, well, this is how it was done to me, so this is just how it is, and I'm going to stay that way. Instead, he stays vibrantly passionate about making sure that he deposits something of value into his guys so that they don't look back and say, any of the things that you're saying. They can't say they didn't have a Ron in their life because Ron was doing that for them, right?
And the funny thing is, you know, I work 14 hours a day, bell to bell. I still come home. I do my podcast. I do my training and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny when I got guys going, hey, can I take a day off? And I look at them and they're like, I know. Don't even start. And I'm like, you want to take a day off? Really? How many cars you have out?
That's the first thing I look at. I'm always like, I look at the board. I'm like, okay, what do you mean? I wouldn't take a day off if I only had four out.
here's a story. So my salesman goes, hey, Ron, I'm getting married in October 29th, and I need that time off for my wedding. And I said, it looks like you're going to have to sell 15 cars before your wedding, huh? He goes, you can't do that to me. You're in the wedding. I said, I'll be there. I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but I'll be there at the wedding waiting for you to sell your 15 cars a month. And so he sold his 15 cars a month, and he got to marry his wife. But I told her, too. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, you know how big of a hard ass I am. If he does not sell 15 cars before his wedding, he cannot go to his own wedding, and you'll be standing at the altar by yourself. She looked at him and said, well, you better start selling right now.
Yep.
We do.
And he went to work every day with a purpose. That it was his why. He had a good why for that
I'm telling you, the goals are achievable. If the guys can see it and they believe that they can do it and you get anything, their spouse involved.
There's nothing better than that, especially when the wife. Blow it out of water. I don't know. You know, it's becomes – the thing is, you know, when you do this is you change your expectations in life. When you get to a new level of comfort, like what I mean is like there was a time when – making like you're talking about the salesperson $2,000 a month and I need a change or I'm, you know, I can't be making the same. Well, he was used to making $2,000 a month. So that's why he was capped there. And you're like, fine, listen, you're doing it the way you thought was right. But now listen to what I have to say. If you listen to me now, you know, you listen, I promise you, you've got to make a change. It's going to be uncomfortable, but that uncomfortable is going to get you to that $3,000, to that $4,000, to that $5,000. And then he tripled it. He got to $6,000. Now, that's life-changing money for a lot of people. A lot of people go to college to make $4,000 a month, mm-hmm. right? You could do this in the car business. You could do it your first month. I've seen people come in first month and just make more money than they've ever seen in their lives. They don't even know how they did it. They're like, wow, I just did this. This is crazy. But it's an amazing thing, but it's a confidence thing. There is a big deal about confidence, too, and I think that you definitely put that into your people, man. So, Ron, I want to thank you for being that type of person. I want to thank you for being here tonight, man. What a great show. These five questions were amazing. There's so many amazing stuff that you just dropped. We talked about everything from your, you know, what your why was, who, you know, your influences, you know, what drove you into what you're trying to be. The thing is that when you're doing what we do, in this business, when we're trying to share as leaders and we're trying to do that, you still have to be a disciple and you still have to learn. He talked about that even. He mentioned that. He says, listen, you always have to be evolving, folks. You always have to be doing more and always doing different things and understanding it's going to change. That is another great characteristic of a good leader. So, man, we keep talking about how great leader you are, man. I'm so honored that you were here tonight. So
guys,
man.
You got to check him out. Go check him out. There's places to get the information that Ron has, and he's definitely of value. That's why we're so excited to have him here. And we can keep talking forever because we're obviously feeling a lot of the same feelings concerning what it takes to make true solutionaries in this automotive industry. And we value it, and that's what it is that you come to the cafe for, to find incredible solutionaries just like Ron. Fred, I mean, I want to keep going. We need to keep going, but we really all have a day we got to get started tomorrow, folks. So, I mean, Ron, is there anything that you have that you want to give out to make sure that people know where to get a hold of you at or any information that they need to know about right now?
Guys, go on the Automotive Architect Sales Podcast, the Manager TO Podcast. You can find it on all platforms. Go to garveautomotive.com. Look it up. My training's in there. Subscribe. Pay the small fee to get some training. Also, find me on Clubhouse. Every time you see my name on Clubhouse and I'm speaking, click on it. Join the Clubhouse. Listen. Learn. and educate yourself and always, always be learning. I can't express that enough. Pick up a book, watch a YouTube video, listen to this show, my show, anybody's show that's going to help you better. And one last thing, stop making excuses. Start fighting results.
Make moves. Don't make excuses. Thank that's you right. so much, Ron. Folks, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we have been Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the automotive architect himself, Ron Garverick. Thank that's you so right, much, man. Everybody, for staying so late with us. Go make something incredible happen this week. It's up to you. It's up to you now. Take this to-go cup with you. And brew solutions inside of your universe. Car guys, car gals, cheers.